USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The CDC has placed a pause on the administration of Johnson & Johnson's coronavirus vaccine in the wake of a handful of cases of severe blood clots in recipients. The CDC and FDA say they made the recommendation for the pause out of an abundance of caution while they study the issues. The six cases all occurred in women ages 18 to 48 and occurred 6 to 18 days after they'd received the vaccine. One woman died and another is in critical condition. All 50 states have followed the recommendation and put a hold on administering the J&J shot. Surgeon General Dr. Vivek Murthy tells MSNBC the reasoning the CDC used in calling for the pause.
The CDC made the difficult but important decision with the FDA to take time to investigate it and to push pause on giving further vaccine until we could determine whether there was in fact a connection between the vaccine and these dangerous blood clots.
This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
You guys, your customer service and everything, you guys are great. And the commercials talk about it, but I don't know if it really gives it true justice. People need to know. This is maybe the most amazing product I've ever tried. It's so pure. It tastes so good. I'm just blown away by it.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at AVMA.org.
A group of lawmakers are taking aim at the tax-exempt status of Major League Baseball after it moved its All-Star game out of Georgia. Tim Berg has more.
Some U.S. senators are hitting back at Major League Baseball over their decision to move their All-Star game out of Atlanta. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz saying he wants to end the league's immunity from antitrust laws. Cruz also doubling down on his support of Georgia's new voting law, saying the league isn't concerned about voter fraud. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And police in California announced an arrest Tuesday in a 1996 cold case. San Luis Obispo County Sheriff Ann Parkinson says they have arrested two men in connection with the disappearance of Kristen Smart. Paul Flores was arrested on charges of murder, and his father, Raul, was arrested on charges of accessory to murder. Flores has been the prime suspect in the case since Smart's 1996 disappearance. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it, too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Iran announced Tuesday that it will begin enriching uranium to 60% purity, pushing its nuclear program closer to producing weapons-grade material. The announcement coming after an apparent cyber attack over the weekend that reportedly damaged several of the centrifuges at the Natanz nuclear facility. All of this coming as informal talks between the U.S. and Iran are set to begin in Vienna in an attempt to reform the 2015 nuclear agreement negotiated under former President Obama. But Congressman Mike Turner says a return to that deal would put the U.S. and many of its allies at risk. The Ohio Republican who sits on the House Intelligence and Armed Forces Committees tells Newsmax TV that Israel in particular is in grave danger with a nuclear Iran.
Well, it certainly puts Israel at grave risk, but also even our European allies. Initially, when the United States stepped out of the deal, the Trump administration said, let's renegotiate the deal. Let's close these loopholes where these incredibly important provisions have a short term and expire. Let's include missiles. Let's include malign activities. Let's make certain we have a more rigid inspection regime. Our European allies and Iran said they were going to stay in the deal. Obviously, Iran did not keep to that. The Biden administration, though, by trying to run back into this very flawed deal, certainly puts Iran closer to being able to obtain a nuclear weapon, and then, of course, being a real threat to both Israel, throughout the Middle East, our other allies, and, of course, Europe and the United States itself.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.